Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Pastor. Everybody, praise the Lord. This is your day. The power of God coming upon your life. The Lord has seen your determination and your faithfulness and your steadfastness, and because of that, double, triple miracle upon you today in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and bless your name, mighty God, the God of all possibilities and the God that cannot fail. All your children, all your people here at the Alpha location and in every congregation all over, in Africa, in America, in Europe, in Asia, everywhere, we're asking, Lord, as your people faithfully, as they wait on you tonight, I pray no one will be disappointed in Jesus' name. Fulfill your word in every life. Thank you, Lord. We know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord bless everyone abundantly today in Jesus' name. Tonight, we're coming to a covenant with God. The topic tonight, as we round up, as we conclude everything for this time, the topic is the covenant of permanent freedom now and ever. The covenant of permanent freedom now and ever. In Hebrews chapter 10, I'm looking at verse 16. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days. Here is the Lord himself saying he wants to make a covenant with you, a covenant with us, a covenant with the people of faith. It says, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds, and will write them. In verse 17, it says, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. He'll take away every sin from everyone, and the consequences of sin that had been piled up there, he'll take everything away. The covenant, it's just like the covenant of marriage, the covenant between a man and a woman. And they stay together, they stick together, they fellowship together, they live together, and they interchange blessings with one, with each other, until death do them part. Now the covenant of God with you is until death do join. You know, the man, the woman on earth, they're humans. And until death parts them, that covenant stands. But the covenant with God is until death joins you with him in eternity. All the blessings of that covenant, all the promises in that covenant, and all the benefits and all the blessings of that covenant will remain until your life ends here and the death joins you with the eternal God. Tonight, the covenant or permanent freedom now and ever. 3 points we're looking at. Number one, commitment to the covenant of reciprocal faithfulness. That word reciprocal, the faithfulness is coming to you from God, and your faithfulness is going back to God because it's reciprocal. It flows to you and yours flows to him. Commitment to the covenant of reciprocal faithfulness. Number two is the cancellation of the curse with redemptive freedom. Redemptive freedom, a kind of freedom that redeems you from every curse and every consequence of sin. Number three, continuing with Christ in a righteous fellowship, a fellowship with him, togetherness with him, enjoying everything he has, and he enjoying your fellowship, enjoying your service, enjoying your commitment unto him. Let's come to number one. Number one, commitment to the covenant of reciprocal faithfulness. You know, God is faithful. His promises are yes and amen, and his power comes on your life every time, in every way, at every point of need. And God says that faithfulness flowing to you will continue until he has fulfilled all the promises, and then reciprocal, you remember him. You read his word, you pray to him, you surrender to him, you submit to him, and every area of your life committed unto him. Look at Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. And behold, I am with thee now and ever, today and every day, in every situation you find yourself, at home, away from home. He says, behold, I am with thee. There's the Almighty God talking to Jacob. There's the Almighty God talking to the justified, those who are justified by faith, those who come to the Lord, and they come to the Lord by faith in Christ. God, the faithful God, he gives us the assurance. He says, behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. Every place you go, at the point of duty, every place you go to serve the Lord, to serve the people of God, and to do what God has ordained that you will do, he says, I am with you, and I will go with you to all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave you. That the covenant has made with us, he says, as redeemer, I will not leave you, and my redemption will not leave you. As savior, I will not leave you, and my salvation will not leave you. As the healer, I will not leave you, and my healing will not leave you. As a deliverer, he says, I will not leave you, and my deliverance will not leave you. He says, as your provider, I will not leave you, and my provision will not leave you. That's the covenant. That's the covenant. But remember, it's a reciprocal kind of covenant and faithfulness, that what he says I will not leave you. You also, you reply, I will not leave you. God will not leave you, and you will not leave the Lord. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. He says, he has spoken to you. And as he has spoken to you, he will not leave you, and you will not leave him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Reading from verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us. That comes to us. The covenant between husband and wife is that covenant. Is stapled together, cemented together, abiding together by love. And the covenant we have with the Almighty God is based on love, is built on love, and it progresses by love. It says its love will be with us, and the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, you remember, he died for you, so that he can give you salvation, he can give you redemption, he can give you healing, he can give you everything you ask. You are asking, ask, it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Can you imagine the wife knocking at the door and the husband is inside? The door will be open. Can you imagine the husband asking for something? It will be given. Can you imagine a spouse seeking from the other one, from the other half? It will be given, the same thing, because he has covenant with us. A covenant that is greater. A covenant that is higher. A covenant that is more stable than the covenant between husband and wife. You know what will happen? When you ask, he will give you. And when you seek, you will find. And when you knock, the door will be opened unto you. And he says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because with us judge that if one died, Christ died, then we're all dead. Because he died for us, we die now to the things he doesn't love, to the things he rejects, and to the things he detests in our life. We die to all of them. We die to sin. We die to the world. We die to the temptations that are coming from the world. And we die to the suggestions of the devil. Look at verse 15. In verse 15, it says, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. And you see the two-way traffic. One traffic is faithfulness coming to you, and then the other traffic, your own faithfulness going back to God. One traffic, everything you say you want, he does everything. That's one way. The other way, everything he says, he desires and he demands from you, you do. It is that reciprocal faithfulness that makes the covenant between you and the Savior, between you and the Lord, to continue. We're coming to point number two now. Point number two, we're looking at the cancellation of the curse with redemptive freedom. The cancellation of the curse. Any curse, the curse of the law. Any curse, the curse from the world. Any curse, the curse from tradition or traditionalists. Any curse, the curse from the wicked one. It says now there's the cancellation of the curse with redemptive freedom, a kind of freedom that brings redemption, total redemption in our lives. In Numbers chapter 23, we're looking at verse 19. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man, a faithful God, not a man, the mighty God, not a man, and the deliverer, the healer, and the blesser is not a man that he should die, neither the son of man that he shall repent, that he shall change his mind. He says, I will never leave you. He doesn't change his mind. I will not forsake you. He doesn't change his mind. I will bless you on the basis of the reciprocal faithfulness. He doesn't change his mind. He says, you turn to me and I will turn to you reciprocal. He doesn't change his mind. He says, you walk in the way of the Lord, the highway of holiness. And he doesn't change his mind. He says, then you will sing with joy and you will come. The redeemed of the Lord will come with joy and singing in their mouth. He does not change his mind. He says, God is not a man, fickle man, feeble man, undependable man. God is not like that. It's a God you can depend on. God is not a man that he shall repent, neither the son of man that he shall repent. As he said, and shall he not do it? As he is spoken, and shall he not make it good? Everything he has spoken, he makes good. Everything he has spoken, he fulfills for us. And one of the things he has spoken is that he will cancel the curse. He will remove the curse coming from the wicked, coming from Mr. Terrible, coming from Mrs. Terrible. He says it will remove every curse and it will break every yoke in your life. Even tonight, it will be done in Jesus' name. As he spoken, blessing in your life, and shall he not make it good? As he declared redemption, total redemption in your life, and will he not do it? Look at verse 20 there. In verse 20, it says, behold, I have received commandment to bless. The commandment to bless. Christ came and the Lord sent him with the commandment to bless you. And he says, I have received commandment to say the same thing that Moses had said to Israel. Moses had declared the blessings of God for Israel. And now Balaam was invited by Balak that he will reverse that blessing and bring a curse on the redeemed people of the Lord. And he said, I come now and I've received a commandment to bless with the blessing that Moses had declared unto the nation. And I come to you, Jesus Christ, I declare the blessing on everyone that will repent, everyone that will come to the Father by him, everyone that will place their faith, that will focus their faith on Christ. And then anyone that comes, all he can do is to confirm, is to repeat, and is to tell you the blessing that Christ has already purchased and provided. And as you pray, all those blessings will come upon your life. Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. And Christ has blessed us with the blessing of salvation, and the blessing of healing, and the blessing of deliverance, and the blessing of a satisfied, saturated life, and the blessing of the fullness of the gospel. And like Balaam, could not reverse that blessing, no one can reverse your blessing today. Look at verse 21. In verse 21, he has not beheld iniquity in Jacob. That's the reciprocal faithfulness. That's the reciprocity that God in faithfulness brings blessing to your life. And you, in appreciation, in gratitude for what the Lord has done, you also, you depart from iniquity. You repent of iniquity. You say, if God is so good, if God is so kind, if God is so gracious, then I will respond to God. Every form of iniquity, visible, public, private, every form of iniquity, in the secret, in the open, hands up, I will not do them again. He has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord is God, is with him. The Lord is God, is with him. That's why the curse cannot touch you anymore. The Lord is with you, and you are with the Lord. And where the Lord is, there's freedom, there's liberty, there's no curse. And because of the presence of the Lord with you, you're not putting your hand in any dirty sin. You're not soiling your life in any dirty sin. You're not going in the secret, practicing something dirty and defiling. Because of that, the Lord is God, is with him. And the shout of a king, the joy of a king, the jubilation of a king, the rejoicing of a king, and the praises of a king will be among them. In verse, we're looking at the next verse there. In verse 22, God brought them out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. In verse 23, it says, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. There's no enchantment against the just, against the justified. All the enchantment, all the incantations, and everything the enemy may pronounce negatively against your life, everything is cancelled in Jesus' name. And neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what God has wrought, what God has done. Look at Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse, causeless, shall not come. The curse, causeless, shall not come. Look up here if you can. Look at the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross. Before the cross, that side, the curse was there. And we caused it. Our sins, our transgression, all the things we did caused the curse. And so the curses that came before the cross, we caused them. And now we come to the cross of Christ. We kneel and bend and bow and surrender at the cross of Christ. And he takes condemnation away. He takes all the guilt away. He takes the curse away that we are bringing on the side on the left side of the cross that were brought. And as we got the forgiveness and the salvation, we don't go back to the place of the curse anymore. We cross over to the right side of Calvary and the right side of the cross. And in this, on this right side, after we meet Christ, there's no cause for the curse. He has removed the curse. He has taken the curse away. And now we're no more walking on the left-hand side where the curse was caused by us. But now we live a life that is set free. A life of a saved man, a saved woman. And we're on this side now. And now on this side, no curse in your life. After you met Christ, no curse in your life. After you are redeemed, no curse in your life. That's why it says, the curse, curseless, shall not come. Come to Christ, and all the curses are cancelled in Jesus' name. I come now to point number three. Point number three, we're looking at continuing with Christ in a righteous fellowship. Now we come to Christ, and we come to Christ in a righteous fellowship. He lives in us, and we live in him. And the life we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God. And because of that, he, the only begotten Son of God, me, the born again Son of God. You see, he is the only beloved Son of God, and you are now born again Son of God. Born again, daughter of God. And his blessing is on you. His presence is with you all the time. And because of that kind of timely, timeless, tested blessing of the Lord that you carry, now you'll be in fellowship with him, and there'll be joy in your life. There will be satisfaction in your life. And there will be fullness and fulfillment in your life in Jesus' name. Hey, look at Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. I'm reading from verse 40 there. Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 verse 40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this unto what generation? This cruel generation, this corrupted generation. Save yourself. Christ came to save you. And as he saves you, you will not remain in the corruption. You will not remain in the degradation. You will not remain in the defilement where you were before you met him and before he met you. And the people responded like you are going to respond. I said like you are going to respond. And like you have responded since we came on Thursday. You have responded. You have given your life to the Lord. And now you want to continue in fellowship with him. Look at verse 41. In verse 41, it says, then they that gladly received his word. They that gladly received his word. It's good to receive. But then there's an attitude you have. It's like, if you want to give your life to the Lord, and you are going to drop all that alcohol, all that tobacco, and all that adultery, and all that fornication, if you are going to receive the Lord, and you are going to drop all that defilement, raise up your hand. And then you are there, and your mother then said, did you hear that? Raise up your hand. And then because your mother said that, reluctantly, grudgingly, you raise up your hand, you are not glad. But when you hear that Christ has come and Christ has brought salvation to us, he has brought redemption to us, and he has brought freedom for us, and if you want that freedom and you're going to be free from that alcohol and that tobacco and that adultery and that fornication. If you're going to be free from all those defilements, and before we say, raise up your, you know what we're going to say? You shoot up your hand, you gladly, you joyfully repent and turn away from every evil sin, and you have Jesus Christ and you embrace him. I want him. Those are the people. Those are the people that receive the redemption of the Lord, and they come into righteousness, and they come into righteous fellowship with the Lord. Then they that gladly received this word, they were baptized, and the same day, one day, one message, one meeting, and one challenge, and one altar call. It says, the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. You know, somebody was there counting, and some people were there writing their names so that they will bring them to the assembly and to the fellowship of those who believe in the Lord. That's exactly what we're doing. It's biblical, it's scriptural, that as you offer yourself, as you surrender yourself, as you give yourself, body, soul, and spirit, and you totally belong to the Lord now, he will do what he has promised he will do in your life. And your name will not only be written here on earth, your name will be written in the book of life in heaven. A good, good amen. Those 3,000 converts to become disciples and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, what did they do? Look at verse 42. And it says in verse 42, and they, all of them continued when the counselors, when they go to visit them, you gave your life to the Lord, I have your card, and I want to come and share fellowship with you, and I want to invite you to a fellowship, a grand fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, Redeemer, and deliverer. These 3,000, none of them said, thank you very much, I only raised up my hand, I have my own religion, I have my own leaders, the Sanhedrin, I have the people I fellowship with, and you know, we do all sorts of things and we play all sorts of tricks, and so thank you for coming, but I'm not. No, these were the people that are joyfully and cheerfully and gladly rejected every evil. And now, when after the crusade, after that night, it says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and breaking of bread, and in prayers. And then in verse 43, it says, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. As we continue in fellowship with the people of God and with Christ, miracles will continue in our lives. Signs and wonders will continue in our lives as we're going back after this final day of this crusade. Every place, all of us who have given our lives to the Lord, that we're meeting together with people of like precious faith, miracles will be there. Signs and wonders will be there. Every need that we may still have, the Lord will clear everything away, and the Lord will be a great blessing in your life. And the power and the strength and the pardon and the salvation you have received here will continue in Jesus' name. Tonight, we're going to give you the opportunity to still come and to say, I'm going to seal my decision with the Lord. I'm going to seal it up with this final decision and surrender and commitment to the Lord. And then you are going to promise the Lord, I will continue in fellowship. The Lord will see that commitment and that consecration. And as you continue, the blessings of the Lord will continue in your life. Will continue in my life. The Lord confirmed that from heaven upon you in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You are surrendering yourself fully now to the Lord, completely to the Lord. And you are saying, there is no looking back. There is no going back. I come to Christ now and I bend the knee in my mind. I surrender my whole life unto the Lord. Lord, see me, receive me. Raise up that hand anywhere you are. You raise up the hand and, you know, you've stayed and you have endured till this time. Do this important thing now. Don't let anything hinder or disturb you. Raise up that hand and say, Lord, here am I. I surrender. I give myself completely, unreservedly, steadfastly unto you. And if you are doing that, you stand up with your hands raised online. This is your chance. This is the final day of this particular edition of the crusade. On radio, television, do that now. Every congregation, everywhere you are, do that now. It's a great chance for you. You don't want to miss. So raise up your hand and you stand up. Let's pray together. Father, in the wonderful, merciful name of Jesus, we come to you that these people who have responded joyfully, and they have responded cheerfully, they have responded from the depths of their heart and their mind, that they come to Christ now. I pray, forgive them in Jesus' name. And I pray you wipe all their sins away and the consequences of sin and the causes of their lives and the trauma, the trouble that have been following them because of their sin. Wipe them away in Jesus' name. And give them the grace and the strength and the power to reciprocate. That as you forgive them, they will now follow you. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. Confirm that salvation, confirm that freedom, confirm the coming into fellowship with Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Briefly, let's do what we need to do. Our counselors, God bless you. And let's reach out to those who raised up their hands. Many people are standing, but you look for the people that are standing and raising up their hand. And the Lord will help them. And the grace of God will continue in their lives. We're calling on our overseer that is moderating tonight to help us. And then after that, you'll have the final miracle power. A prayer that will grant you miracle power continuously in your life. Pastor, please come.
Amen. Are you happy? Hey, don't allow the weather to take away your joy. In a natural family, when a new baby is born, everybody in the family, even if you have not eaten in the morning, you'll be happy. You have to be happy because of these people that God has brought into the family. Then, if you are a new convert, you have not given your life to Christ, be happy. You are in a good family. Raise your hand if they have not attended to you, said, I want to belong to this family. I want to enter into covenant with the Almighty God. Please, counselors, can we move now? Counselors, move and identify those who are joining the family of God, happily becoming members of the family of God. Let's receive them. Let's receive them. Attend to them. And if you are watching online and you are just giving your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, then there is a link, gckhq.org/connect. Below your player, click it and fill the form so that we can assist you further. After filling the form, you submit the form. We will help you to walk with Christ. And if you are listening via radio or television and you just gave your life to Christ, send your name, phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp. Look at the WhatsApp number, +234 91 54 44 92 63. Let me repeat it again. +234 91 54 44 92 63. Please send your name, your details. Give us the correct name. If you are giving your life to Christ, don't tell lies. Give your correct name, because it's to assist you grow. It's to assist you know God more and remain in covenant relationship with the Lord. And all those who are giving their life to Christ, remember we have said, even those online, that there will be an online banquet for all the converts, those who are watching online, on Sunday, 2nd July, time 2 p.m. And all the other details will be relayed to you. Our pastor is delighted that you should join that online banquet. And for Port Harcourt, your own will be on 2nd July here at the Region Headquarters Church, the State Headquarters Church. And then all the states and region, there will also be banquet on that Sunday, July 2nd, time 3 p.m. Cancel us, please. If you are through with them, let us know. God is happy with your commitment. God is happy with your dedication. God is happy with all that you are doing. And for you to remain shows that you are getting something from the Lord tonight. God will surprise you with a miracle. I say, God will surprise you with a miracle. Cancel us, please. If you are true, you signify. Because our Father in the Lord is ready to be used by God. And tonight, no challenge. Every challenge, every problem, every sickness, every disease, every need, everything that has been disturbing you tonight, they will expire. Everybody say, expire. Tonight, being the last night, that the night of the expiration of that problem. Our Father in the Lord is already standing. Please cancel us. We are waiting for you. If you are true, signify. The power of God is here. And the power of God will give a technical knockout to that challenge that has been confronting you. That sickness, that disease. Cancel us. Can we hear from you, please? If you are true, signify. Okay, I've seen one. To my right, if you are true, can I see the signify? To my right? To my right. I still see some counselors in front of me who are tending to some of the converts. To my left, if you are true, you can signify, please. To my left. Can you show a sign? Because a pastor is ready. Waiting. Okay, God bless you. Can we be on our feet? Because our pastor is already standing. And this is the hour for you to receive your miracle. You have been patient. You have been committed. God is ready to visit you now.
It's the Lord. The Lord is visiting you now. When is your miracle? Your healing? Your deliverance? is confirmed from heaven. Raise up that hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge. The Lord knows you already. He sees you already. He sees the heartache. He sees the concern. He's doing that wonder now. Shout now. Father, we love you. We trust you. We believe you. We have faith in you. You are a good God, a merciful God, a powerful God. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We praise your name for the complete work of redemption you did at Calvary. And it's just for you, for us now, to present ourselves to you. And the miracle of healing, deliverance, you will do now. Lord, I pray for everyone. You love everyone and you are going to bless everyone. Heal everyone in Jesus' name. Wipe their tears away. Take their pains away. Let this time be the time of the end of all pain, of all sickness, of all infirmity, in Jesus' name. Here, right, left, center, online, on the television, the radio, anywhere your people are, confirm the miracle healing and miracle deliverance now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. You are never late. It is done. It is done. Confirm it in everyone now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everything is all right. In your body, in your life, on your children, on your wife, everyone, everything is now all right. In Jesus' name we pray.
Man of God.